The economy in the North Bay is booming, but employers are struggling to find good talent. That's the message that came from a meeting of business leaders in Petaluma last week. Micah Weinberg, president of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute, joins us to talk about that struggle. Good morning, Micah.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit how different sectors of employment are being affected by this struggle. What about tech jobs? Are we seeing a lot of tech jobs in our area?
Well, actually, what's interesting is that there are fewer tech jobs in Sonoma County than there were in 2000. So there's many more tech jobs on the peninsula, but oddly, fewer up in the North Bay.
You know, the thing that I find so fascinating about the Bay Area, because we have just so many sectors of jobs here. You've got hospitality, obviously. You've got tech.
Right.
There's just so much going on in the Bay Area.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big challenge for the North Bay is that a lot of the hospitality jobs are lower wage, but the housing prices are still very high. So people have to commute in from Solano or even further in order to work at jobs in Sonoma and Marin and Napa.
Yes, that housing affordability issue, I think, is that key that's keeping people from finding good talent because no one can afford to actually live here.
Right. And if people move out of the peninsula to take a job at a tech employer in Sonoma County and it doesn't work out, they can't move back. So everybody's kind of locked into these micro areas, and that's not good for anybody.
So one of your specialties is healthcare. And so there's a bill going through California right now to make a single-payer system. And obviously then the federal government and Obamacare versus Trump care is going on. What is this argument? What should it look like?
I mean, it could look like anything. I think that the key issue that people don't understand is that we need stability, right? So if you set up the Affordable Care Act and kept it going, it would work very well. Conceivably, the sort of American Health Care Act would work well. But the idea that we can, like, change all of the rules every couple of years and expect it to work well, that's not a good idea.
Now, as we're talking about employers and their struggle to find good employees in the area, how are they changing their offers to really attract talent?
Well, I mean, we have seen an increase in median wages over the course of the past couple of years. I mean, that's what you see at the top of an economic cycle. It's not necessarily enough to really keep up with the standard of living, but you do see more generous offers from employers.
And what about this myth, or maybe it's not a myth, that jobs are leaving going to, like, Texas and California?
Well, I mean, it is a myth. At least for the last few years, California has been really outpacing the rest of the nation in terms of job creation and creation of good jobs. So some jobs move elsewhere, but more jobs for the time being are moving here.
Now, what about the age makeup of the workforce here in the North Bay? Are we seeing millennials staying or leaving to look for more affordable places?
Well, here's the thing about millennials. We have this idea that they all wanted to raise their families in a condo. And some do, right? But actually, millennials like the idea of a single-family home like others, so we need to make sure that there are some single-family homes for them.
Where's the Bay Area as far as going forward in the future? Are we safe-checked against a future recession? Or how would you us going forward?
No. So we're not an island here. What happens in the national economy, what happens in the world economy matters a tremendous amount for the Bay Area. And we're at the top of an economic cycle like everybody else in the rest of the nation.
And what about retirement and people coming here because, you know, it's a great place to live and those who can afford to live here in their retirement? Are we seeing maybe an imbalance in the makeup of the people who live here?
Yeah, so one of the things that, this is kind of a funny term, I don't know if you've heard it, that this idea of a silver tsunami. So one of the things that's a challenge for our workforce, and this is true from utilities, many other areas, is that there are healthcare, actually, a lot of retirements that are coming up here in the next, 2 to 5 years, and figuring out how to replace those folks that are retiring is going to be a real challenge for the North Bay and elsewhere.
Right, right. Well, we appreciate your insight into this, and we'll go ahead and wrap up our conversation right now. But thank you so much for taking the time, Micah.
For sure, anytime.
Micah Weinberg is the president of the Bay Area Council on Economic Institute, joining us to talk about the struggle to find good employees here in Sonoma County and throughout the North Bay.